At the right-hand end of this hand scroll, a single figure contemplates the landscape, facing in the direction that we too will travel as we explore the painting. The nearby trees and lone pavilion are described with a few sparing brush marks, yet are beautifully differentiated from one another. This human-scaled opening passage is followed by wide expanses of water and grand-scale sweeping vistas with distant mountains. They are like the various movements of a symphony, whose individual notes, too, are significant. For instance, notice how rounded mountains are juxtaposed with angular rocky plateaus, their simple forms contrasted with the darker, smaller texture marks of the trees. Sky and water are represented simply by the white paper itself, unbroken by ripples or clouds. The artist clearly delights in acknowledging that painting is as much about abstract marks on a flat surface as about creating the illusion of forms in space. But the human dimension of the landscape is also constantly reinforced by the periodic insertion of dwellings and figures. This late 15th century hand scroll was painted by Shenzhou, who rejected a life of public service to devote himself to art. Like other gentleman scholar painters, Shenzhou endeavored to master earlier artistic styles. Here, he was inspired by the 14th century master Nizan. In an inscription mounted after his painting, Shenzhou writes, "Ni's brushwork is spare, mine is cluttered. Yet though he was sparing, his meaning was ample. This is part of what is called the unlearnable."